centuries ago, a young man was faced with an unmistakably difficult decision during a time that quite possibly was the most difficult in his life. In that hour, with total desperation, this adolescent, I'm most confident, cried out to God for direction and hope. He knew how to sling stones, kill bears and lions with his bare hands, and even bring heaven to earth with music. His past victories were accomplished because he could see his enemies and hear the voice of God. But could he still gain victory now when he could no longer see what was coming nor hear the voice of heaven? When all seemed lost, his friends, those closest to him, tried ever so hard in their minds to help their dear leader. The words were simple and direct. Flee like a bird to your mountain. Faith to many is a gift, but to others, as in this case, seemed no more than a curse. All that these men had trusted in was gone, and it seemed as though all this young man trusted in was gone as well. But this leader, David, was learning how to endure in the dark. He had learned how to trust in the light, but oh, how much sweeter to hope when all seemed lost. His faith, I'm sure, was tested, but it was not his trust in God's strength and abilities that caused him to be immovable, but rather his faith in God's love that sustained him. His passion and intimacy with his unseen God prevailed over the dangers at hand. His friends did not understand the refuge he spoke of. How could an invisible shelter be of more value than the magnificent mountain provided to them? Before, they had relied on what their young leader had within him. They were now forced to think and act on their own. But in their greatest hour of need, they had nothing to draw from within themselves. But young David did. He remembered seeing his God on his heavenly throne. He remembered the words that his God uttered, that he loved justice. And he remembered the promise his God said that the upright men would see his face. Yes, running did seem more reasonable than remaining, but only to those who did not know their God like David did. David wanted more than anything to be like his king, and he knew a king, a father, would never leave, would never run when all seemed lost. His king would remain because he trusted in something that was more powerful than the current darkness overshadowing the land. He trusted in love. His friends ended their imploring with a question. A question I believe is being asked once again in this hour. It echoes throughout the atmosphere and demands an answer. Their question to him, the question to us is, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? David answered by beautifully describing a God who sits on his throne and loves justice, who loves righteousness and so observes those that are upright. David knew that one of the greatest qualities of being upright is to trust, and not just when it's easy, but when it is most difficult. David's saving grace was the experiences that he had with his God when he could see him. He remembered those life-changing moments, and he knew there was no amount of darkness or storm that could change what God had shown and given him. In this hour, it is no longer enough just to be righteous, but as David so powerfully pointed out, to see God's face, you must also be one that remains. There is a storm on the horizon, a tempest unlike any other this world has seen before. One created from the mixtures that our lives has produced. The justice that we as a nation have put our trust in will no longer come through for us in our hour of need. Our first response will be as David allies, to run. To answer the question at hand, we as a people need to ask a question ourselves. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can't the righteous do? We can't run. We can't retreat. We can't forget. We can't give up. Let not the darkness cause you to forget who your God is and what He stands for. Hold on to the experiences you had in the light, so the darkness will have no sting that penetrates and destroys you. God has promised that the pure in heart will see Him. But in this hour, He is asking one more thing of us, that we as His people, His chosen ones, would remain. That we would be faithful no matter the cost. And oh, what a reward that awaits us. For He has vowed that those that remain would see His face.